1-2. Ground ball up the third baseline. Jess Fair pass. Bregman hits off the sidewall down the line. Around third, Romine Hill score the tying run. Throw to second, and Iglesias is safe with an RBI double, and we're tied at six. Second RBI double of the night for Iglesias.
Now, another Astros podcast.
Pitch on the way, and Kinsler drives it to right. Pretty deep. Springer was shallow. Going back, and he makes the over-the-shoulder grab a step shy of the wall. On his way to third is Iglesias. A big first out. That was a tougher play for Springer because he was shallow and had to go back quite a ways.
And the concentration right before he hit that wall was special. Could be a game changer if the Astros can limit the Tigers from scoring here.
Jake batting 276 in 33 games, 354 on base percentage. Four homers, seven RBIs for Mariznick. 0-1. And Jake lifts this one pretty deep to center field and chases back Collins, still going back, looking up, and that ball is gone! Just to the left of the batter's eye, Jake Mariznick's fifth home run of the year, and the Astros lead it 7-6.
Fourth homer for the Astros, and Mariznick golfs it to center field. What a blast!
Came into the game for his legs and his glove. And it's his bat that does the talking there. Astros, a 7-6 win over the Detroit Tigers tonight. And pleased to be joined now by our Lexus player of the game, Juan Centeno. Had a home run tonight, has homered in both of his starts with the Astros, also homering on Tuesday night. And Juan, you have two home runs off of Justin Verlander over the last 2 years, hit one last year for the Minnesota Twins. So, I mean, you own that guy, don't you?
Well, you know, I just try to get a good pitch to hit. You know, he's a great pitcher. When he makes his pitches, man, he's tough to hit. So we got to look for that butt up, you know, and put a good swing on it.
Hey, next time you take Verlander deep, I want you to do it just a tremendous bat flip.
No.
You do us that flavor?
No, I'm not that kind of guy.
Well, and you caught a winner
Robert
tonight,
Ford,
too.
Steve Certainly Sparks wasn't easy, though. On your radio, the
really
Houston
had to navigate
Astros
through a
radio
tough Tigers
network
lineup tonight. And fortunately, the offense was able to put up some runs to make it a little easier on your pitchers.
Yeah, you know, every day is a battle, man. You know, thank God we got the homer in the eighth. So, hey, it's good, man.
And, Juan, you continue to swing the bat, 16-game hitting streak before your call-up in Triple-A. Now both games, you're putting the bat on the ball, you're swinging the bat so well. What's been going so right for you at the plate?
You know, I'm just, you know, hitting is timing, so I just try to be early every time and try to get a good pitch to hit, you know. So I love that ball out of the plate, so,
yep.
You know, look for that good pitch to hit and try to don't chase those breaking balls down.
Well, you're doing a great job, bud.
Thank you.
All right, hey, Juan Centeno, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the home run and on the win.
Thank you, guys.
That ball's hit well. That ball's in left field. Upton at the track. He looks up. That ball is gone. Third home run of the inning for the Astros. And Centeno, back-to-back starts with a home run. That went into the Landry's Crawford boxes, makes it a 5-3 ball game.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.
Astros leading 7-6, two outs, Avila at first, ninth inning, 0-1. That's popped up on the infield, Bregman to his left, he's there, makes the catch on the infield grass, and that is the ball game. A hard-fought 7-6 win for the Astros tonight as they take 3 out of 4 from Detroit. Jake Mariznick's eighth inning home run is the difference.
Well, just so improbable the way this thing turned out. Scoring 6 runs in 5 2/3 innings against one of the best pitchers in baseball, Justin Verlander. A lot of credit goes around to a lot of different guys. And once again, Ken Giles able to lock it down.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. A really hard-fought series against the Tigers, able to take 3 out of 4 in a really tough game yesterday, able to win another one-run ball game. And I mean, it's not every day that you get a big 5-run inning and have 3 home runs in an inning against Justin Verlander, but that's what you guys were able to do after the Tigers had taken the lead early.
Yeah, you know, you don't expect that. And a 3-run deficit is hard to overcome. But we, you know, we responded well. It all started with a really hard-fought walk by Altuve, and then we put a couple good swings on him. We look up, and we've done a little bit of damage against him. And then the tack-on runs at the end proved pivotal when they tied the game. And then Jake Mariznick comes up big. So Really interesting win for us. We did a lot of things right. That series, you feel, you know, we didn't really do great things in terms of other aspects of the game, and we walk away with winning 3 out of 4, so we're doing something right.
And we've talked about Jake Marisnyk and what he's been able to do, and it's impressive watching him swing the bat this year, especially considering that his playing time has been sporadic at times. But, I mean, you look at some of these home runs he's hit, one to the left of the batter's eye last night, had the two-homer game in Miami, hitting him off that home run sculpture in left center. I mean, these are some bombs that he's hitting. These aren't just wall scrapers.
Yeah, no, we tell him that's where the real men hit them, and he reminds us that we tell him that. So, you know, he's swinging the bat very well. He's using athleticism, and you know, everybody loves it when Jake plays. He's got an energy that's infectious. He's easy guy to root for, and he's come up big. You know, he's done some reclamation project to his swing, and he's getting some, you know, reaping some of the benefits. So as he continues to do that, I've played him a little bit more in the last couple of weeks than he did the first couple of weeks, but he's pushing for more playing time for sure.
Another guy who's been pushing for more playing time is Marwin Gonzalez. Hit another home run yesterday, 11 home runs now. He had 13 as a career high last year. But also, you look at his walk rate. I mean, it's skyrocketed from where it was. I mean, he's on pace to pass his career high in walks before the All-Star break, probably well before.
Yeah, that's been the key for him is really getting good pitches to hit. And he's not carelessly swinging in a hot streak. This is, you know, an approach like that where you can walk and homer are two things that you're looking for pitches to hit, and you're doing damage, you're laying off of tough pitches. So happy with how he's doing that. It makes me feel really good that he can spell a lot of guys around the field. He feels like an everyday player. You know, I give him a day off today because of just some rest. He's played 7 or 8 days in a row. So good player that really impacts us on so many levels.
Taking on an Orioles team that you're seeing for the first time this year. They got off to a hot start, have cooled off a little bit since then, but it's a team that's always dangerous when you look at the power that they have up and down their lineup.
Yeah, they build their ball team for their ballpark, and it's you know, homer-friendly ballpark. It's short everywhere. So they got a lot of fly ball hitters. They like to hit the home run. They're hard to walk, but they are a team that has catch-up ability if you get ahead of them, and they also have separation ability with the home run. So you know, contrary to last series where we were elevating quite a bit on purpose, I think you got to watch out and keep the ball down against a team like this that can homer.
AJ Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Ninth inning. Tigers lead the Astros 4-2. And now on the pitch for the Astros, making his major league debut, is right-hander Jordan Jankowski.
Also a 34th rounder by the Astros in 2008 as a position player.
1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on a fastball elevated. And the first batter Jankowski faces in the big leagues, he finishes him off with a strikeout.
Hey, welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks ahead of a 3-game series with the Baltimore Orioles. And I want to just get to know Jordan Jankowski a little bit. We've seen him the last 2 years in spring training. But I want you fans to get a chance to know a guy who's been drafted in the 34th round twice at different positions. Tell everybody what that was like.
It was definitely a different the second time I got drafted, I stopped watching the draft. I didn't even think I was going to get picked. And my dad came in and made a joke saying, hey, you got drafted again by the Astros. I was like, really? Okay, when was it? And he was like, 34th round. I was like, you're lying to me. And then it was actually like 16 picks worse than my first time.
Is that right?
He was like, you got worse as you went to 4 years of college. I said, okay, thanks.
Thanks, Dad. So you digressed just a little bit. But going to a new position, obviously you're probably a good hitter. Did you pitch a little bit, at least growing up in Little League and high school?
Yeah, I would pitch a little bit Little League. In high school, I don't know how many innings I actually threw, but yeah. I would throw close a little bit here and there, and then I'd start whenever our guy needed a break. Yeah. And then in college, it kind of progressed more and more.
What's it like being in the big leagues? I mean, the last 2 years, we've heard many times, and I've heard from our coaching staff even, that Jordan deserves a chance to be up here. There's just no room right now. How frustrating was that, and how cool is it to be here now?
It's just great to be here now. You know, all that time that I waited down there is worth it for now, for this moment. I can't really put it into words how happy I was to be here and how lucky I am to be a part of the Houston Astros.
You'll be able to tell everybody the rest of your life, your first inning as a big leaguer, you struck out the side.
I'll be able to say that and other things.
Okay, when you found out in AAA, they gave you the news. We always like to hear the stories, and we heard a pretty good emotional moment in the clubhouse with you and Tony DeFrancesco in AAA. Tell us what that was like.
Yeah, Tony had pretty much a team meeting after a day game.
Yeah.
The whole team's there. You know, he's kind of not mentioning that anyone's going to get called up at the time. And at the end, he kind of mentions that, you know, that I'm going to the big leagues. And the whole team just kind of exploded with emotion. They kind of come over and all on top of me, punching me, you know. Because they know that
I didn't go on the DL.
Yeah, it was pretty close. They know how I've been waiting. I was pretty really, really excited for the moment. And I think Tony Kemp, I mean, that guy was very, very excited. We've been close, been playing together for about 4 years now. So he was really, really excited for me. Maybe the most excited in the clubhouse for me. So.
And your first call was to who?
My wife. She was at work. She didn't answer. And then I called my mom. She didn't answer. She was at work. So then I ended up calling my wife's work phone at the hospital and getting through all the operators to get there. And she was stunned, say it less.
Please. A lot of people don't realize what the wives go through in these situations. I spent 10 years in the minor leagues, and what the wives are doing are the key to you being able to maintain perseverance and all that. Tell me what she's meant to you throughout your career.
I mean, she's just been the support system the whole way. Yeah. From, you know, my senior year of D2 and not even thinking I was going to get drafted to the struggles of growing up through the minor leagues. And, you know, she's been working full-time, you know, night shifts. She's pregnant right now, working night shifts, and just to try to give me the opportunity to keep living the dream.
There you go. That's Jordan Jankowski. First of all, congratulations. Great to see you here. It's going to take a lot of guys to get where they want to go, and I know you're going to be one of them. So thanks for catching up.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.